Welcome, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show right here on the Civic Media Radio Network, where we are all about real news and great conversation. Stay up to date in your community every weekday with the Civic Media's Local News Roundup podcast. You can listen on the Civic Media website or subscribe wherever you listen to your favorite pods. Go check that out. I get them every day and take a listen. My next guest, her name is Michelle Kramer. She's a parent in the Menominee Falls School District who recently filed a discrimination complaint related to the removal of a book called Love Makes a Family, which represents an LGBTQ plus family. Obviously saying that love makes a family and embracing the idea that there are different family structures. Apparently, another parent in the school district had asked for the book to be removed under a particular procedure in the school district. The book was removed. And then Michelle and at least one other parent filed a complaint basically saying, hey, by removing this book, you're harming diversity. You're adding to the hostile environment in the school district related to LGBTQ plus families and students. Michelle, welcome to the show. I'm joined by my co-host, Tom Paulswitz. Really appreciate you making time. The crux was that the school district had refused to schedule a school board meeting to hear your complaints. Where does that stand? Have you had a hearing yet before the school board?
Yeah, thanks so much for having me. We filed this back in August, and it's been quite the adventure. Through the school district process. So we have met with the HR director, the superintendent, and then we were supposed to have met with the school board, as you mentioned, but we were denied that opportunity. They said, go right to DPI. We look forward to hearing what they say. So recently we just kind of joined their meeting and shared our thoughts during public comment.
And that was just this week, was it not?
Yes, it was on Monday.
Monday, the 9th. Yes, it's hard to keep track of the dates these days. So were you allowed to speak? Did they take public comment during the school board meeting this past Monday?
So they did take public comment, and I believe 13 of us, like-minded parents and community members, were able to speak and share our thoughts, and that was a really cool moment.
I'm glad that you at least had that opportunity. Why is it that the school board is unwilling to follow their own procedure, which is procedure 411, which allows families to present their concerns at an appropriate meeting? Did the school board, do you feel like that procedure has now been satisfied by the meeting on Monday?
No, I don't. It should have been much more of a dialogue and conversation and exploratory together. Their response to us stated that they were concerned about us being concerned about their kind of bias with making a decision at that role of the complaint, because they were the ones who made the decision in the first place. So they said, go right to DPI. But I, of course, could hypothesize other reasons as well.
Wow. Tom, I'm going to turn it over to you in a minute if you've got questions for Michelle, but I just wanted to get that last part straight. So the administrative oversight body of a school district, the school board, that has an explicit policy which allows parents to request that the administrative oversight board revisit one of its decisions, said that they were concerned about your concerns, and so they won't follow their own policy to review a prior decision. I mean, am I getting that mostly right?
Yeah, concern that we would see their decision at that level, a school board meeting, as biased because they would be the ones ruling on their own removal of a book.
Interesting. Then why have a policy that permits parents to ask the school board to review a prior decision? It makes no sense. By the way, I mean, I won't hide the baseball or hide the punchline here at all or play inside baseball. Removing a book simply because it includes an LGBTQ plus family and says that love makes a family is a biased decision by the Menominee Falls School Board. I'm going to bring my co-host Tom in here. Do you have a question for Michelle, Tom?
Yeah, a question, but I'll make an observation first. And reading the article about when you first brought the complaint, I think the school board had talked about this being an alternative lifestyle book.
Yes.
And should it be replaced by something more of a religious variety type book? And I just wanted to see, Michelle, if you had a comment on that component of what they were talking about.
Yeah. During the public comment, someone brought this up that they had made different kinds of suggestions for books to replace, such as ones about animals and other things. I think the zoo specifically, maybe. But again, you would see all different types of families at the zoo. So I'm not sure that that would serve their purpose. But yes, there were other suggestions made.
Yeah. And then they also fell back on one of their policies, which seems to me they didn't give you a very good answer on exactly what part of the policy they were relying on. And it seems like they just want to throw this back up to the DPI and get some more guidance. But because I know that this has happened in the Elmbrook School District also, where it took one parent to question a book and it was taken out of circulation. There seems to be, a difference of opinion of how that process should work. Have you had a chance to discuss that with either the administration or the school board about a more equitable policy when it comes to this?
Yeah, I mean, so fortunately or unfortunately, the facts of this case, I think, are a little bit different than what has happened in other districts in that the policy was actually changed after the removal of the book. And it was put online for a very short time after the vote was made. And then once we filed with DPI, it could no longer be found. So there are many things like that that have occurred that we have outlined in our complaint where things just aren't quite, very transparent or weren't done in the proper order. And that we can, say that this wasn't the right decision for these reasons of the moves that you've made.
And then what do you think is going to happen next?
I can say what I hope will happen next.
It's a good starting point. Yes.
Is that DPI will hopefully, Dr. Underlie has been a ally of the LGBTQ plus community and has been entrusted with this power of being state superintendent. And so we hope that she will see the facts of this case alongside, state and federal laws, statutes regarding protected classes and educational guidelines from DPI about content that should be available in the classroom and, assist and rule in our favor, but we'll have to wait for that.
And do you have a date on when do you think that ruling will be happening?
They said several months is what they said.
Okay. Wow. Michelle, question for you. Are you or any of the other parents planning on running for school board?
I don't think anything has been solidified yet, but it will be exciting to see who does run when the date gets closer for announcing that.
It's been alarming to me that it seems that the movement, whether we're talking about, addressing the accurate record of America's history regarding race, or discussing the reality that gay people in the LGBTQ community exists, that the approach has been to literally whitewash and try to erase both our history and the reality of our present, to act as if gay people don't exist today or the LGBTQ plus community doesn't exist, to act like families that are LGBTQ plus don't exist, to act like our nation's incredibly complicated history with race and its echoes and impacts on today doesn't exist. As a parent, not only from the perspective of a hostile environment, but just for the point of like access to a complete educational experience, what to you has been most alarming and thus catalyzing you to get involved in this way and to speak up and out?
Yeah, so there are a couple things you said right there. One, we pointed to all of that in our complaint that, our nation has come so far in making sure that everyone is included. And this is a huge step back. And we wouldn't want to do that for anyone else either. And so that was one point. One is we've presented evidence that it's really important that kids see themselves in their education in order to best participate and engage, which therefore benefits the district in increased, you know, engagement, learning, test scores, of course, is what we look at, and all of that. So we really want all students to be able to engage, and it's for the future too. I have one in first grade now, and I have an 18-month-old that will be in the district in the future, and we want to raise them for the world that they're going to enter to be ready to be kind, participating, you know, empathetic members of the workforce and the communities that they live in.
One last question for you, Michelle. Have you or any of the other parents in the district considered leaving the Menominee Falls School District because of these sorts of policies and these kinds of trends?
Yeah, you know, unfortunately, that has come up for some of the families, and it's been difficult to listen to because, you know, the families I've been in touch with are really awesome contributors to the community. They're teaching their kids kindness to be good friends, but also participating within the PTO and things like that, and school sports. So it's hard to hear that this decision is affecting, you know, whether people want to be included in the district or not.
What difficult choices for parents.
Yeah, go ahead, Tom. Very difficult. Michelle, did you feel like that you and the other 12 parents that got up to speak about this issue, do you think it swayed the school board in any sense?
No, I also don't think that was our goal either. I don't think we had any hopes that they would, but I think that it was to get awareness out. You know, I think that 99% of the people I've talked to are supportive of this and are like-minded. And so just making sure that people in our district, but others know about our efforts and so that we can work together to keep this moving forward.
Excellent. Folks, that's Michelle Kramer. She's one of the parents who filed a discrimination complaint with the school district of Menominee Falls back in August. It took them until just this week to have the school board actually hear their complaint. My best of luck to you, Michelle. I speak for Tom as well on this. With your complaint, I hope DPI gets back to you. And happy holidays to you and every parent and family in the Menominee Falls School District. Folks, when we come back, we're going to be joined by a very special guest. Have you ever tried to get a degree while working and parenting? My goodness, my guest just did that and is graduating this Saturday. You know him well, and so do I. You're not going to want to miss this. Keep it locked right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.